You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
While there remains uncertainty about the future of cryptocurrencies in India, one thing has definitely been clarified, that it's not becoming legal currency. Finance Secretary T.V. Somanathan has said that cryptocurrencies will not be a legal tender by any means. It's absolutely off the cards. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back today with the top stories from India and around the world. But before I tell you about the latest developments in cryptocurrencies in the country, here's a look at some other top stories of November 25th. In the market, Reliance Industries pushed the Indian equity benchmarks higher as the indices closed over 1% higher. The 30 script Sensex closed at 58,795 as it rose over 450 points, whereas the Nifty 50 index surged 120 points to end at 17,536. The broader market supported the rally as both mid caps and small caps rallied 0.5% higher. The RIL stock, meanwhile, jumped well over 6%. This is a day after the conglomerate announced that its board has decided to implement a scheme of arrangement to transfer gasification undertaking into a wholly owned subsidiary. Meanwhile, Paytm shares extended gains for the third day in a row after a weak listing last week. During the day, the Paytm stock was up 2.5%. This helped its shares inch towards the issue price of 2,150. In the first 2 days of its journey in the secondary market, the digital payment platform's stock had shed 36.7% of its value compared to the issue price, emerging as one of the weakest debutant of recent times. The shares of newly listed Latent View Analytics were locked in the 20% upper circuit today as they continued to climb to unprecedented heights following a blockbuster market debut. This week, Latent View emerged as the third best debutant of the year after Sigaji Industries and Paras Defense. Well, at this level, the stock was up more than 3.5 times the issue price. Moving on, in a significant development, Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for the Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh. This would be one of the largest aerodromes in Asia. Modi said that the new airport will help the state become an export center whereby even MSMEs will have easier access to overseas markets. He said that the Noida International Airport, slated to be completed by 2024, will become the logistics gateway for North India. Experts say that once operational, the Jewar Airport will be a major game changer for Noida and Greater Noida and also the obscure property markets in the nearby hinterlands. And now, coming back to crypto, sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the Finance Ministry has circulated a cabinet note on cryptocurrencies, which is likely to be considered for a decision soon. The cryptocurrency bill is slated for a discussion and passage in the upcoming winter session, and government's view is very clear that any currency not floated by the Reserve Bank of India cannot be a legal tender. Government's view is also aligned with the Financial Action Task Force, that is FATF, which is of the view that anonymity with respect to virtual currencies makes them vulnerable to illegal activities. So according to the bill, India is set to prohibit all private cryptocurrencies. However, it will allow some exceptions to promote the underlying technology of cryptocurrency. Meanwhile, Finance Secretary T.V. Somanathan says that people are reading too much into the brief for listing of the crypto bill in Parliament. He added that the drafting of the bill is ongoing right now. Next up are updates on the COVID-19 pandemic. Maharashtra Health Minister Rajesh Tope has said that a mild third wave of the pandemic is likely in December. However, medical oxygen and ICU beds will not be required during the third wave period, he says. Speaking about the current COVID scenario, Tope said that as 80% of the citizens are vaccinated in Maharashtra, the infection level and mortality rate is less at present. Meanwhile, citing multiple surges in cases in several countries, the Union Health Ministry has written to 13 states and union territories expressing concerns over declining weekly testing rates and spiking positivity rates in some districts. These states include West Bengal, Kerala, Maharashtra, and Punjab, among others. Union Health Secretary Rajesh Bhushan stressed on maintaining high testing rates given the recent increase in travelling due to events like marriages, festivals and vacations that have recently concluded or are still underway. On the vaccinations front, World Health Organization has said that as children and adolescents are at lower risk of severe COVID disease, countries should prioritize adults and sharing vaccine doses with COVAX program to bring supplies to poorer countries. Meanwhile, the vaccine maker Bharat Biotech says that a Lancet study shows Covaxin meets WHO efficacy criteria against Delta. According to the first real-world assessment of Covaxin published in The Lancet, two doses of Covaxin are 50% effective against symptomatic COVID-19. The results of an interim study showed that two doses of this vaccine had 77.8% efficacy against symptomatic disease and present no serious safety concerns. In some more good news, Russia's single-dose Sputnik Light COVID-19 vaccine will be launched in India in December, the CEO of Russian Direct Investment Fund said in a webinar. Moving on, Delhi NCR's air quality seems to have improved. Therefore, Delhi government has decided to resume physical classes in schools, colleges and other educational institutions and reopen government offices from November 29th. The ban on the entry of trucks, barring those engaged in essential services, will however continue till December 3rd. The Delhi Environment Minister, Gopal Rai, has urged government staff to use public transport to commute. Here's a look at global news. As per minutes released of the Fed's meeting earlier this year, Fed officials maintained that the spike in inflation this year was still likely to be transitory, while acknowledging that the rise in prices has been greater than expected. They also said that the central bank would not hesitate to take appropriate actions to address inflation pressures that posed risks to the US economy. The Fed also voted to take the first step to roll back the massive support it has provided to the US economy, pushed into recession last year after widespread lockdowns due to the pandemic. At the November meeting, the Fed approved reductions in the amount of treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities it had been purchasing to put downward pressure on long-term interest rates. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.